Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Productize podcast. It's been a minute, but today I'm happy to hop on the mics with my friend Sam Scheppler. Sam, how's it going?
It's going great, Brian. It's very exciting to be having this conversation and great to be here.
Yeah. So, the reason we're doing it is because we have some big news for the Productize world today. I'm just going to kick it off and share the news here. I have sold the Productize course and community and this podcast and the website to you, Sam. So Sam Scheppler, you are now the new owner. We're going to be passing the torch over to you to see Productize live on in the years to come. So pretty exciting. And congratulations to you again.
Thanks. It feels great to kind of hear those words. And yeah, I think it's incredibly exciting, especially having kind of gone through the program and, you know, the curriculum and listening to your podcast for many years. It feels like we've come full circle in a lot of ways.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we thought in this podcast, I mean, what better way to sort of roll out this news than let's just talk about it on the mics and be really open about, well, we won't share all the details here, but, you know, we'll try to, you know, share how this came about. I definitely want to get into a little bit more of your backstory, Sam, and the amazingly successful Productize service business that you have built with Testimonial Hero. We'll hear a bit about that. We'll get your background, and then I'd love to talk about, or I'd love to hear from you about, you know, some ideas, plans, goals for where Productize might be headed in the future, And you know, I'll talk a bit here as well about my thoughts around, you know, the reason for moving on from Productize, and we'll just try to cover all the bases and maybe even a little bit about how this whole acquisition discussion and things came about. So yeah, I think we'll have a packed episode today.
Sounds perfect.
Well, you know, so for folks who have been following along with this podcast and with my stuff on Productize services in general, I thought I would just give a little bit of a backstory and where I'm at here in 2022 and why I decided to, you know, officially move on from Productize and hand it over to you. You know, I started the Productize course. I believe I initially launched it in late 2014, believe it or not. That was pretty far back. And it's gone through several rewrites and new versions and iterations over the years. And for a lot of those years, I really became known as like the Productize service guy, you know, talking all about it and really popularizing that concept. And I still believe to this day that Productize services are, I love to call them, the path of least resistance to transition from being like a freelance or consultant person into growing not only like an agency, but a real business that could scale and is very repeatable and can ultimately be sold. And if that's your goal, you know, or just, you know, continue to grow. And so, you know, that's been something that I've been really interested in. But as many people know, over the last few years, probably starting from around 2017, 2018, I started to shift my focus to building SaaS companies. And today in 2022, the one that I'm really focused on is called ZipMessage, which is that's at zipmessage.com. I've been working on it for the past year and had some really good traction. It's basically a tool for video messaging and asynchronous messaging back and forth with your clients or with your team and whatnot. So that's been off to a really good start. And if you follow me on Twitter and follow my other stuff, I also did sell off my Productize service business called Audience Ops. That's actually the second Productize service business that I've sold in my career. And then I've also sold off everything else, like my other SaaS product called Process Kit and a couple of other small ones in my portfolio. And so that sort of left me with just ZipMessage, which I'm focusing on now. And I continued to have Productize sort of sitting there in my portfolio. And to be perfectly honest, I did not really expect to ever sell Productize, since it's a course and it's a website and there's a lot of me tied into that with, you know, I'm the one who created all the content up until now. So I never really thought of it as like something that could be really sold, because it's not like a Productize service or a SaaS where I built it to essentially fully run without me. But at this point today, after the last several years, it did get to a point where it continued to attract people organically, who come through the course and they come for the free content and stuff. But I was putting next to zero effort or time invested in really growing the content or nurturing the community. And I've always started to feel a little bit bad about that because it is such a great community, some amazing businesses being built in this space, and just a lot of untapped potential. And since I'm so focused and putting all of my energy on the SaaS business, I just don't have the bandwidth to keep pushing on this productized community. So I wanted to find a home for it where it could live on and the members of the community can still really benefit and grow in this space. And it continues to attract new people, you know, finding out about productized services and growing their agencies and whatnot. So I wanted to see if I could find a new home for it, but I wasn't sure if that would even be possible. And so I guess we could get into a little, you know, before we get into your backstory and everything, let's talk a little bit about how this came together, because I think I reached out to you in like November of last year, 2021. And I just reached out to see if you were at all interested, because Sam, you're someone that I've known for several years. You've been one of the really successful people in the productized course and community. You've built Testimonial Hero, and actually you and I hung out in person. We went snowboarding a couple of years back in this business retreat. That was a lot of fun. So I knew you a bit, and I've seen you interviewed on Mixergy and doing all these things. And the other thing that I noticed about you, Sam, is that lately you've been tweeting a lot about productized services. So I was like, I think he has a lot to share on this topic. And I reached out just to see if you were at all interested in something, whether that's a partnership or like an acquisition of the property. And we started talking about that in late last year. I mean, what are your thoughts on what happened around that time when I reached out?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I would say it's a credit to you that you created a course in a community, I think, with a lot of value that actually was like an asset, right? Which is, I think, just an interesting, you know, observation and certainly a tangent we could go down. But because a lot of these courses, communities, they're basically, you know, maybe they live on someone's, you know, personal website and they're 100% tied in to their identity, which can definitely be a good thing to do. But, you know, even though productized was, you know, a big part of your personal brand, you know, the way you put it together with it still had a unique brand. It still had a unique domain. Like it was absolutely, you know, sellable. So I think that was really interesting and something that attracted me right away once we started talking about it. And I think that's kind of rare, right? Which and that's pretty lot to learn there for folks. When we first started talking about it, and I was interested right away. I've always wanted to, you know, teach, you know, share more about my journey. One, because I think it's, you know, really enjoying and satisfying, and two, you know, the more you teach something, the more it forces you to clarify and improve your own thinking about it. So in many ways, like I had this intention to do more sharing and teaching, you know, for quite some time, for both those reasons. And I started, you know, tweeting a little bit more, trying to, you know, find my voice around that. And I think you noticed that, and then you kind of, you know, that kind of got me on your radar again for that. And then you reached out, and I think at the time I wasn't sure, and we kind of put it on ice, and then you approached me again. Just, I guess a week ago. And I was like, all right, like, I'm just going to do it. Why not? I think I'm probably, you know, one of the best people who can, hopefully I add some value and help out some people share, you know, more about my journey and way that, helps folks.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective over those few months. So yeah, we had some really good conversations around like November, December. And then what you mentioned to me, correct me if I'm wrong, in your business, Testimonial Hero, which has a full team, you can share more about that a bit later here, but you mentioned that you were hiring a general manager to literally remove yourself from the day-to-day. And I think that person was starting in January. So I think we had sort of left the discussion like, let's table this for now. We'll talk again in the new year and see where we're at. And that sounded good to me. I had a lot going on as well. And then in the new year around January, like late January, again, anyone who follows my other stuff, I recently sold Audience Ops, my productized service. And then in January, I sold Process Kit, a SaaS product. And I sold a couple other small things. And that's when I started to receive some inquiries from several folks, probably like four or five different people sending me Twitter DMs. They see I'm in this like sell-off mode with my products. So they asked about Productize. And I guess this was like the last week of January, there were three people who were like pretty seriously interested in acquiring Productize. Sam, you were one of them, but the other two people were also pretty interested. And all three of you, I know in some form, or like I've had a friendship with in one form or another. And I felt like it could end up going to any one of you three. Strategically, it does make sense for all three of you to take it over, like in terms of like why somebody would be a good fit to take on Productize. And we're going to talk about your fit in just a minute, but ultimately what happened was by the first week of February, it became clear, like, all right, at least one or two of these people are going to make an offer for the property. And since you and I had discussed it earlier than them, I wanted to reach out to you just to let you know where it's at. And then that sort of re-sparked our conversation about it. And then ultimately, it ended up having two official offers right around the same price. And it was sort of a hard decision, but I knew that of the three, you were slightly like the better fit. And the reason why is, number one, I know you. I think you're awesome. You're an honest person. You're incredibly talented and skilled in entrepreneurship. So I really trusted you from that perspective. But also, I think you and your story have the most alignment with the story and the direction that people in the productized community are trying to go. The business that you've built with Testimonial Hero looks a lot like the type of businesses that most people are trying to build in productize. There's obviously different variations in different industries, different flavors of that, but that's what I think makes the most sense. Plus, you've been in the productized community for several years. People sort of know you already in there. And so from that perspective, it just makes a lot of sense. I'm glad it sort of came together.
Absolutely. And yeah, in terms of, I'm happy to talk about, where some thoughts I have, my vision, the space or happy to take it, whatever way makes sense.
Yeah. So let's say before we get into your plans for it, let's just get a brief backstory on you. Where are we at today with Testimonial Hero? Like whatever you're able to share publicly. What is Testimonial Hero? And tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Testimonial Hero is the world's leading video testimonial creation service for B2B marketing teams. We help B2B marketers easily create high quality customer testimonial videos to close deals faster.
Something I didn't quite realize about how you position it there. You sell to B2B marketers, not correct. The end companies anymore, or you do both?
So we're selling to the end companies, but we're targeting the marketing director, at that company. Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, so we focus on, you know, doing that via two, you know, primary ways. One, you know, on site, we have a global network of videographers. So you can do basically like an Uber for, you know, video testimonials. We have videographers in every major city, you know, or in, you know, North America, Europe, as well as, you know, Asia Pacific, now, and then also remote. So we have our remote, you know, of course, you know, it's 2022, remote is, while we're recording this, and remote's still, you know, very, you know, essential. And yeah, so those are the two kind of sides to our business.
And what is about, your, well, yeah, go on.
About 42 folks full time, oh, wow. Right now.
Wow. Very cool. And your team, I assume, is all remote.
Correct. Yes.
And the 42 are not like, you have a network of videographers, but you have like team 42 are like, team
yeah, members, 42 right? full-time people that are, yeah, they work full-time for testimony here. And that's not including any contractors like, or videographers. That's just our core team.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. It's been pretty amazing to see you grow this thing over the last few years. It's really, really kind of exploded.
I think it surprised me, frankly. That's so yeah, it's been good. It's been exciting, honestly, been learning so much, you know, at every stage. It's like a new business every 6 months at the moment, the rate we're growing. So it's been really rewarding to kind of have to, you know, solve all these new challenges with that in mind.
Super cool. I mean, one of my favorite things about the idea of a productized service is taking what is normally thought of as like a really hard, difficult problem in a service context, like getting bringing videographers on site to a company. That seems like something that only like a local videographer in one city could really offer as a service. But taking it a step, like stepping back and figuring out like, well, how can we scale this to a national or a global scale? Like, well, we could build up a network of videographers and we could have processes for handling that. It's just beautiful what you've been able to put together there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's that was the main focus, you know, up until COVID. That was like our sole focus. And then we actually, you know, it was because of COVID that then we then added on the remote stuff. But yeah, that was our initial you know, core kind of differentiator, was that network.
Yeah, very cool. I'm curious, like, what were you doing before testimonial here? You have a background in video?
Yes. So absolutely have a background in video, which is one thing that, you know, I actually, you know, side note, you know, if anyone really wants to get the full backstory, if you search, you know, bootstrappers, Sam Shepler, there's an article on bootstrappers.com that I kind of lay out like a lot of the backstory. But essentially,
and also just to add to that, that's a good one to check out. I think just a few months back, you were also interviewed on Mixergy,
yes,
with Andrew Warner, and he always does really, really good in-depth interviews as well. So I'd recommend that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe we'll get that one in the show notes. Mm-hmm. My background is also back in, even before college, actually, I knew that I really loved video. You know, I got started making videos when I was, I guess, in high school, snowboarding videos. I grew up in Vermont, so I was a big snowboarder, and then, you know, snowboarding videos. And that's how I kind of, you know, learned just the kind of the beginning of how to make videos. And then, you know, that continued on in college. Toward the end of college, I realized I kind of got the entrepreneurship bug. I think I actually read, like so many people of our generation, maybe I read the 4-Hour Workweek, and then I was like, okay, how can I like do something entrepreneurial? And, you know, I just kind of looked at like the skills that I had at my, well, first of all, I tried a lot of things that I had no business trying. And of course they didn't work, you know, just like things I didn't have any edge at. Right. And then eventually I kind of looked at the actual things that I was good at. And of course I had, you know, expertise in video. So, basically realized I could, you know, make some, make some money at helping local businesses, you know, with video. And then that was toward the end of college. And then, you know, after I graduated, I had like a nice small little agency, essentially, myself and, you know, my two best friends in college started that. And we, you know, basically it was a very traditional video agency, kind of doing all sorts of projects for all sorts of companies. And in that, I kind of felt, you know, some of the pains of, you know, traditional agencies, right? You know, in the sort of can be very hard to scale, like all the things that, you know, I think anyone who follows this podcast, you know, is aware of, and all the, you know, reasons that we look to productization as one of those key strategies to unlock scale. And so I ran that, you know, agency with my good friends for, you know, a couple of years. We were eventually we were honestly just a bit burned out. We were able to get acqui-hired by, you know, a large national PR company. So that was, I think, kind of a win. It was a nice, you know, single essentially, and certainly wasn't crazy, but, you know, it's just a nice, okay, like we're going to acquire you. We're going to get your customer list. We're going to give you like a small chunk of money, but mostly we're just going to actually give you like a great salary compared to what we've been paying ourselves, you know, at that time. So that happened. And then I left there in basically like, you know, end of 2016. So 2017, I was, you know, basically trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. Spent about a year, you know, wandering around in the desert per se, you know, during that process. And, again, tried a lot of, you know, I tried a couple businesses that were really interesting, but like, I didn't really have any edge at, you know, for example, I was working on an app, an iOS app to add audio soundtracks, like to audiobooks, like basically like, you know, fiction audiobooks, like adding like soundscapes to fiction audiobooks for more like immersiveness. And I built a MVP, like learned a little bit of Swift. It was really cool, but there's absolutely no revenue model.
I was going to say, that sounds like one of those ideas that like that actually sounds like a really cool idea, but like who would be buying that?
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention that, because Audible doesn't have an open API, the functionality of the app was you had to DJ yourself along with the audiobook. So it's like, who's going to actually do that? But so it was like, if you were listening to like Lord of the Rings or something, you could like play the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. But yeah, so really interesting, but like so many legal and commercial, you know, viabilities. I did get it up and running, in prototype environment, but like I used it quite a bit, but like you never would have got approved for the App Store. Say that. After that, I was like, okay, like I need to like, you know, actually generate some income. So, you know, I was like, okay, what do I know I can do that will work, or at least like seems much more likely. And I thought to myself, okay, well, I knew from my, you know, my agency experience that like, you know, video testimonials are one of, you know, the, you know, my favorite projects. And they're also something that we could put a process behind. So it was really that, you know, combination of like my interest in it. I was really, you know, something that I was also very good at. I just kind of played to my strengths. And, you know, as it pertains to productizing, I knew it was like, okay, like this is a type of, you know, service or, you know, video product that I can actually put a repeatable process behind.
Yeah.
So that was, and then I basically just thought to myself, okay, what are all like the things that I think are wrong or outdated around how companies are creating video testimonials, and basically just set out to solve them. And for example, one of the things that I felt was outdated was like flying one company around, you know, all over the country, all over the world to, you know, create these testimonials. Cause that was me in my prior agency. Like literally, like I was, you know, me and my team were being flown around, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, you know, you know, just it's so expensive for people to do this. It's unnecessary. So yeah, so that was really kind of the first idea to kind of unlock like the network and just taking like a, you know, problem solving approach to it. And then, yeah, and then it just grew over time.
That's awesome. And I mean, you know, we can spend a whole separate conversation really digging into the testimonial hero business. But one thing that I really love about it, because there's sort of a parallel with audience ops, and I think this is probably true of most productized service businesses, is, you know, you didn't just unlock the process. You found a market and a service where there are a large number of freelance video professionals out there who live in all different cities around the world, right? So that too is a component here, right? Like you were able to leverage professional video, you know, like in my case with Audience Ops, it worked because there are freelance writers everywhere who could plug into this business, and it's a value prop for them. I always like to think of it as like, yeah, we're selling this to customers, but I'm also selling this to freelance writers, and in your case, probably to contract videographers, right? So it has to be a valuable sort of like win-win for them as well.
Exactly. And yeah, I don't know if it would have been doable 3 or 4 years earlier, right? Because it just, you know, there wasn't as many, you know, videographers, you know, online, you know, people weren't as connected, you know, so like that's a really, you know, I think interesting takeaway is that, you know, at all times, like the sort of technology and, you know, communication landscape is changing. And like, so there's always these, in my opinion, there's always new productized services opportunities coming out because, you know, your access to different, you know, talent pools and, you know, skill sets is always, you know, is always evolving. Like, and one obvious example is like, I think in productized services 1.0, and I would say like we're in like 2.0 now, and we can talk about 1.0 versus 2.0, but like I think productized services 1.0 is very much characterized by like, you know, getting, you know, people getting access to offshore labor in the Philippines, right? There's like a lot of really, you know, notable businesses, you know, obviously WP Curve, you know, that was like, you know, one of the first really famous productized services. And like, that's how, you know, that was like the basis of their model. And yeah, so I think that, yeah, there's always the fascinating thing, I think, with, you know, business ideas and business opportunities in productized services, like the dynamics are always changing as it relates to, you know, the skills that are in demand or the services that are in demand. Like now, like Webflow is like getting really big, right? That wasn't a thing like 2 years ago. So like there's tons of people who are, well, not tons, actually, there's a few people who are building really great Webflow project services. And like a couple years back, it was like, you know, HubSpot. And like, so yeah, I think it's WordPress. It's just so fascinating how, you know, I don't think you can ever be out of ideas because like there's always like the landscape is always shifting and such.
For sure. And it's, and you know, like, there were some parts of my businesses that I have, outsourced to the Philippines, but like, I also like, again, a sort of a parallel here is like, there's also like a higher end of productized services.
Yes.
So, higher priced services, higher ticket prices, but then also working with, talented, skilled professionals in a certain industry, right?
100%.
You know, so like, you know, even though it's a higher price ticket and even though it might involve like a sales process, a sales call, which is another, you know, strength that you really bring to the table here. You know, that too can be scaled and productized and repeatable, which, you know, I'm sure you'll have tons of stuff to share about that. Just one more note about like why I thought that you really made a great fit here as the next, you know, torch holder of productize is, you know, I've managed to sort of like figure out the sales side over the years. I've built sales teams and stuff for my businesses, but I never felt like that was a strength of mine. It always felt like I'm sort of solving that side in the most minimal way possible. And my strength was always more on like the product creation, the process, the operation side, the design, and the value prop and stuff like that. You know, in your case, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's a little bit flipped, right? Like you obviously get the value prop and the operations side. You wouldn't have grown to 40 plus employees if you didn't get that stuff. But your strength really seems to be, you know, building out a sales playbook with a sales process. So I'm really excited for you to share more about that, like whether it's in the productized course, whether it's on this free content and really helping this community like grow and scale sales, which I know mm-hmm. is a never ending need for people. So that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my kind of quick, you know, take on that, I think, I mean, the best sales advantage, you know, if you're is like a starving crowd, right? You know, that actually really needs, you know, what you want, what you're selling, right? And I think, I mean, I'm definitely, you know, very good at, you know, sales, and we've built out a sales team. It's one of my strengths, but I even more so, I actually identify with just being able to is like the strategy of, you know, positioning an offer to make it, you know, something that's actually, you know, very urgent and, you know, it's an urgent and important problem to solve, right? For, you know, and part of that is segmenting the audience and saying, okay, well, what is the ideal customer profile that we want to focus on? Because, you know, something that is urgent to some people is actually not urgent to other audiences. So yeah, that is probably one of my favorite things to do is just like the high level strategy around like, what is our offer? You know, who are we going after? You know, how are we going to reach them? And, you know, the more people are able to, you know, get that positioning correct, you know, the easier, you know, sales then becomes.
Yeah. Love it. Well, so as we sort of, you know, get nearing, like wrapping this up, I want to hear about where does Productize go from here? Now, obviously this type of thing, we just closed this deal last week. So this is all pretty fresh. Nothing is going to change overnight and probably not anytime soon. Of course, the course is not going anywhere. The private Slack community is not going anywhere. The content, the website, it's all remaining intact. But you know, I'd love to hear, you know, where do you plan to take it? And also for you personally, you touched on this a bit, but like, you know, you've built Testimonial Hero. It continues to run and grow. But what was it about Productize and taking this on for yourself that seemed like an interesting, like next chapter for you, at least as part of what you do?
Great question. And well, so I think it comes down to the earlier point of kind of teaching and sharing. It's both something that I just really want to do and also something that I think is, you know, makes me a better operator at Testimonial Hero as well. So that to me is what I'm excited to. Like, I love coaching my team. I love, and I've done some one-on-one coaching with other productized services business owners. I really enjoy it as well. So I think, yeah, there's just something, you know, like so satisfying about like being able to help people and, you know, share, you know, what you've learned. And then there's also like the super practical reason to do that is like by having to teach someone, you become a much better operator because you're forced to clarify your thinking.
Yeah. Like on that point, you know, we've talked about this. I really think that this productized course and my goal with it for all the years that I've run it, I think there's an extra element of value here because it's being taught by someone who really runs and builds a separate productized service business. So it's not someone who just like teaches courses all day long and it's all theoretical. They're literally teaching from their personal experience and what they've seen in the trenches and what they're literally learning in real time. So it's fresh. I think that's the best type of content that you can possibly share, and the best way to learn is from people who are actually doing it. So again, another reason why I think Sam was like the perfect fit to take over Productize is because he is running an active, growing, thriving productized service business. So you have the experience, but you're also still learning things day to day that you can take to the community, and I think that's going to be awesome.
100%, and also like, you know, we you mentioned like my general manager, you know, I'm still very focused. Like I'm still 100% focused on Testimonial Hero. I'm still the CEO. So that I think is good for the community too. It's like, that's not changing. And just as a side note, like for the relationship I have with my general manager is basically, he focuses on like the day-to-day operations and like the next 12 months. And I focus on, you know, being the external face of the company, a lot of, you know, sales and marketing, absolutely still focused on a lot of that. And, you know, being, you know, promoting the brand, you know, podcasts, et cetera, you know? So yeah, I think very much so, you know, pushing harder than ever on Testimonial Hero personally. So definitely excited to continue to, you know, share those things, with the community as well.
Love it. So yeah, like, you know, like I obviously no plans are like set in stone. It's all still pretty fresh, but, what are some sort of like ideas or directions that you would love to take, the productized community, the productized course and the content, in the next, you know, several years?
I would love to figure out a way to involve more, you know, live conversations and, you know, whether it's kind of like AMA, like ask me anything or like group calls. I'd love to figure out, and that obviously can be challenging, you know, it's a big community. So it's like, you know, but I would love to figure out like a way to help people get more individualized feedback, essentially, you know, whether it's synchronous or asynchronous, just because like courses are amazing, obviously. And like the productized course is an exceptional course. But in any course, there's always going to be like situational things that, you know, you can just, sometimes you just need the answer to one question from someone. And it's just like, that's just a different thing than a course. So like, I would love to involve, you know, some sort of, you know, kind of bespoke or like, you know, sort of like Q&A, you know, element. That's one thing.
I love it, by the way, because yeah. That's like, if I were to focus on productize for another few years, like that's definitely the area I would focus on is the community side. Like, you know, people love to say like, come for the course, stay for the community, that sort of thing. And I've actually found that like, yes, the course is valuable. You'll learn, you'll have good reference material, but I think the community is even more valuable. And like just a couple of things. So one thing that I've done for years is like matching members up into small mastermind groups. Some of those have run for like several years, which has been really cool to see. Another thing I just like in general, I don't know if this is a direction you'll ever take it, but like, I, you know, yes, like group coaching is cool, especially over Zoom and even asynchronous. But like, I love small conferences. You know, like tiny, you and I hung out at Big Snow Tiny Conf, a small retreat we put together. Like there are these other communities out there that like have lots of local meetups in different cities throughout the year. I love that idea. That really, you know, builds some really great relationships. And you know, AMAs and ask me anything and like, asynchronous coaching. That's actually one of the most popular use cases on my product today, Zip Message. People are like, coaches and communities are using it for that sort of thing. So it's perfect.
Well, that's perfect. We're going to actually involve Zip Message and we're going to become the biggest Zip Message users, you know, subscriber. And there we go. No, but seriously, I think that would be a perfect use case. And yeah, I think it's something that I'm super passionate about, like personalized feedback, because that, I mean, I've, you know, one-on-one coaching and group coaching, I think has like, you know, even synchronous or asynchronous has just helped me so much. Like I've had been fortunate enough to work with some great, you know, one-on-one, you know, coaches and mentors. And like, I'd love to be able to, you know, offer that. And it's always a question of like, okay, well, I mean, Testimonial Hero still is my main focus, and it's still like, I work full-time, 100% full-time on Testimonial Hero still. So like, just trying to figure out like how we can strike a balance there and, you know, add in that element. And honestly, I think Zip Message is probably the answer.
Sweet. Well, you know, I couldn't be more excited for you and for the members in the community and for the folks who are still just discovering Productize services and the website Productize and Scale. Like, there's still people organically finding that today. And they're going to come into a website and a resource that will be living on for years. So I'm just super excited that we were able to make this happen, this transition, because otherwise it would have just continued to be something that I haven't been able to put as much time and energy into. So, you know, really great to see this continue to live on. I'm super excited. I'll be a fan. I will continue to rave and recommend the idea of productizing a service, especially if you're growing from being a freelancer. And of course, I'll be pointing people this way. So, you know, just to like officially announce here, just to clarify, the course, productizecourse.com, the website, productizeandscale.com, this podcast, the Productize podcast, it's all sort of wrapped into this thing that Sam will be, you know, taking over in the coming months and years. So congratulations again to you, Sam.
Thanks, Brian. Honestly, you know, it's my pleasure. It's my honor to, you know, take the torch. And it's honestly like one of those, you know, I don't know if surreal is the right word for it, but it's definitely, you know, it's kind of surreal in the sense that like, I remember I was listening to your, like in 2017, before I started Testimonial Hero, I was listening to your podcast, like, you know, every day. And because I knew I wanted to do a Productize service, and I was okay, like, how do I like binge, you know, everything around Productize service? So like, I was, you know, you were in my earbuds, you know, kind of, and then we met, you know, obviously in person, hung out, and that was, you know, incredibly formative. So, you know, yeah, it's awesome to actually, you know, hopefully be able to, you know, continue and have some great impact and, for, you know, current and future members of the community. Also, I think, you know, not to go on a huge, you know, tangent, but like one other meta goal that I have with the community is like broadening the conversation about like productized services and what it means to have, or like, you know, why productize, you know, anyways, right? Because like one thing that I think, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in is like, the goal is not to, you know, have a productized service based on, you know, one single definition. You know, in my opinion, the goal is to bring a productized mindset to your service so it can achieve, you know, the goals that you want in your life, right? Like, you know,
100%.
More freedom, you know, more income, more scalability. So like, I personally, like, it's really, you know, I am very passionate about, you know, broadening the sort of the, you know, the definition of, you know, productized services and really more, you know, evangelizing this idea of just having a productized mindset, right? You know, at the end of the day, it's very similar, but I think like, you know, at the end of the day, like the reason why we're all doing this is to achieve our goals, you know, scalability, you know, the ability to have a business that's, you know, much more owner independent of you. So yeah, that's something that I'm personally really passionate about. And you know, that's another goal of mine, is just to evolve, I think, of, you know, evolve the conversation, in that direction.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to put it. And a completely aligned. I totally agree. I always felt like whenever I talked about productized services and taught the concepts in the course and in the past, what I was really doing was I was teaching freelancers how to build a real business that could grow and scale. And like using the concept of productized services was sort of just like, I don't know how you like, how you would like dress that up as a way to just teach core business concepts to folks who like myself. I come from, I didn't go to business school. I had to learn this stuff on the fly. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are really who are looking to grow beyond, you know, the billable hours thing. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of productize, you know where to find the stuff. This podcast, of course, you've already found. Sam, on Twitter, you are Sam Shepler. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep. Sam Shepler, Shepler.
Awesome. Well, we'll get all your stuff linked up in the show notes. Folks, you know, don't be a stranger with me. You can, you know, continue to find me on Twitter. I'm at CastJam. My personal site, my personal blog is at briancastle.com. I've got a small newsletter there where I sort of keep people updated on what I'm up to. Of course, I still co-host the Bootstrapped Web podcast, which I've been doing for many years. My buddy Jordan Gal, that's where we talk about, you know, behind the scenes of mostly our SaaS businesses that we're working on. And this year, I am actually starting up a new podcast called Open Threads. And that's just general conversations with lots of different people and businesses. So, you know, I can continue to have these conversations in all different directions. But, you know, hopefully we'll see this productized podcast continue to publish episodes with you, Sam. And yeah, I'm just excited for everyone here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's I'm really glad and excited for the future. And yeah, once again, just appreciate it, Brian, and appreciate all the you know, foundations and work you've done, you know, in the space. And yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks for following along, everyone. See you.